Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Turns it over, and that'll do it. The Oklahoma City Thunder now one win away from an NBA title. They'll try and clinch it on the road in game 6. A playoff gem from Jalen Williams. Tyrese Halliburton, the Pacers, a strong comeback, but the Thunder have the answer. It's 3-2. OKC in front here in the NBA Finals.
Thunder are one win away from the NBA championship. Jason Williams was awesome last night. Jalen Williams, thank you. Did I see Jason Williams something recently? The elbow pass probably was on my TikTok last night. Anyways, 3-2 favor of OKC. Let's watch some of the highlights up there right now. See, Williams, I like watching Williams play. I know I kind of ranted about them in general, but a lot of that's SGA for me. Williams is fun. I mean, he's hitting step back shots. He's hitting Dirk post moves down the stretch of that game. Yeah, I like him a lot. Tonight's game, I'm pumped for tonight's game. I don't want it to end. I really don't want it to end. I love this series between Florida and Edmonton. I know we've had a couple of downers, these two games in the last three that have been more closer to blowouts than back and forth affairs. That series gives you everything you need. The one thing that is very different about hockey than basketball culture right now and the way they're talked about is I still feel like rings culture hasn't infected hockey the way it has other sports. Because if it was all about rings and it was, and maybe you think I'm wrong about this, is McDavid gonna get criticism for this series? Because I think the answer to that is no. I think hockey fans are smart enough to know this dude is the best player in the world, and we don't need to have months of debate about, you know, his legacy at 28 years old. The reason I would even mention that is he only has one goal in the series. And the goal came when they were down 3 late in game 5. And he has only 2 points in his last 3 games. I say only 2 points, but I mean, this is McDavid, right? The standard for McDavid is you get 2 or 3 points a game. Not 2 points over the course of 3 games. So, him not putting up the big numbers while they are falling to Florida, I think in the NBA, in the NFL, the star player falling a little bit short of the bar like that would get criticized. And I just don't think that really is in the cards because of it being hockey. And it's also that maybe there is an understanding that how different the sports are and that McDavid's only on the ice for a third of the game. If he's on the ice for half the game, it's insane. So a third of the game. Whereas, you know, the quarterback is out there for half of it. And the NBA player is out there for 80% of it. So maybe that's why it would be a little bit more fair to point to the one individual, like, hey, you let us down. You didn't show up in the big moment. McDavid, I think, has played fine. He just hasn't been putting up the numbers. But maybe I'm wrong on this, but I don't expect there to be this cry out for, oh, this guy, you know, he's no king. What did he do in the finals? I mean, Really, you go to the playoffs before that, and you can just look. The guy's got 33 points in 21 games. It's not like he really was playing that poorly before these last three games, or wasn't putting up the numbers before these last three games. So I like that about hockey, though. I like that, for the most part, like, we're not going to be having these big legacy debates about McDavid until, you know, maybe in 7 years, if he still hasn't won, and he's 34. 35, and that's still the case, that he hasn't won a championship, then maybe that changes a little bit. Because really, I pointed this out, that all these star players in the NHL, Crosby, Ovechkin, and before that, Lemieux and Gretzky, and, you know, all the superstar players of the league, they usually get their, ring. They get there. And I would still have a belief that McDavid will. It would be unique, I think, if he was to go his entire career, or almost entire career, without winning one.
Don't you think that conversation is decided entirely in these next two games? Like, what he does in Game 6 and Game 7, if it gets there, will dictate how people talk about how he performed here?
You mean, like, if he goes out tonight and has a dud, a zero?
Right.
If he scoreboard?
Yeah, if they go out tonight and he one assist, one secondary assist on the power play, and they lose 3-2, I think people will talk about McDavid as not really
I
think that this series is about the best team we've seen, I think, in a long time in Florida,
right,
versus McDavid and Draisaitl. And can they elevate what they do to a point where they can overcome what Florida throws at them?
I think the other thing that maybe could help him kind of...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Skate on all of that, no pun intended, is the team that he's playing.
Right.
Right? It is, you're an all-time player, but it does feel like you get a little more of a pass when everybody understands that you're going up against an all-time team.
Yeah.
And I'm not wrong, right? Florida, I mean, they've got to get this thing home, but that's an all-time team.
That team, I don't think it can be overstated how just every aspect of what that team does, every level of their build from Zito down to Maurice, their training, like everything that organization does right now is the line to meet. Every organization in the league should be trying to replicate what's going on in Florida culturally, strategically, and roster building wise. I think
I was gonna say how their front office runs. I mean,
exactly.
They've got something for everybody. Have something for everybody. Like, I know we talk a lot about how the Panthers are just perfect in all these different ways, but I saw a story yesterday from Jeff Merrick, who was on a podcast, where he said that the Panthers, like, they're tough and they're gritty, and there's the culture there, and then also they're an extremely analytics-heavy team.
I saw that too, and I find that so interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's such a... People think of that team as like...
Very differently.
Tough, mean team.
Right.
They are that, but they're also, like you said, like they're... Zito doesn't do anything without...
That's what he said. He said Bill Zito will not make a move without approval from his head of analytics, Sonny Mehta.
Right, which I think people who don't know that about them, maybe their heads would fly off if they hear that.
Because, well, isn't that how they arrive at Evan Rodriguez is good enough to be a top six player for us, and Gustav Forsling is going to be a top four defenseman for us? These guys that other teams didn't really value in the same way, and they see more in there. Maybe even Reinhardt is a greater example of that.
Bobrovsky even, like, signing him to that deal is a risk that they took that they could have tried to get out from.
Right.
And they recognized a big story with them when they got good was they figured out how to maximize Bobrovsky in terms of studying his recovery data. And they realized he plays twice as well after he has rest and when he can rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed how Bobrovsky's performed for them. He was a disaster the first couple years of that contract to the point where they were like looking to get off of it. And now that's insane to even think about. He's a top five, top seven goalie in the league at this point with the performances he's given the last three years. It's incredible.
Completely shed the playoff, can't do it in the playoffs mantra that he kind of had. But they do have all these examples of this guy, we got him here. We thought there was more in there. The underlying numbers liked him more than a lot of teams did. And we bet on that and we ended up being right. Like, they have so many examples of that. That maybe is one of my smaller disappointments about the Buffalo Sabres is when they built this front office in the shadow of all those firings during COVID and they kind of tore apart the hockey department and the whole organization, and they hired some people around Kevin Adams, the some people I was excited about. Like, hey, they're bringing in Jason Karmanos.
And Nightingale.
And more than that, like Sam Ventura, who led the analytics department in Pittsburgh and built that. You know, I've got these. That really was what it was. It seemed to me that spending less money, one of the maybe positive consequences of that was going to be it's cheaper to be a data-driven team than a team that's flying, you know, eight scouts to nine different countries and every different state all around the world. If you're trying to do it cheap, I was thinking, well, maybe that'll lead them to, you know, the data, maybe to more of these guys are having more of an influence in the organization. And I guess I don't want to say they don't have an influence. I just wonder what the influence is like, how data driven, how analytical they really are. Cause I don't really see a lot of examples of it. I mean, who's the Sabres story of, usually it goes the other way. Who's their guy that they bet on and said, the league doesn't think this guy is as good as we do. We're going to bring him here, and he's going to be better than he ever has been. I think there's one. There's at least one. Ryan McLeod.
Oh, yeah.
They traded more for Ryan McLeod than anybody thought he was worth. And everybody went, oh, you traded your best prospect for Ryan McLeod, who was on the fourth line in Edmonton, and his career high in goals was like 11. And the Sabres said he had some good underlying numbers, especially defensively. And they made a bet and said, this guy's better than that. And then he got here and he was better than that. Yeah. So there's one. But like I don't know that I need more. Maybe there's another one I'm missing, but I don't see another one that I can really think of.
There's not one top of mind like that.
Yeah. 803-0550, the phone number. If you want to give us a call on like what was the moment you checked out on the Sabres, feel free. Because I've got some tweets and some texts that I want to read about this. And a lot of them are, if you haven't yet, maybe Tuck wanting out would be the one that did it. 803-0550, the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.